All right, here we start the recording, so better behave.
Hi.
And now there's no hi. There is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, boss.
Yes, and I gave them the grades. I have it on a piece of paper. I'll give you the piece of paper. Name and grade. Quran. Okay. And then? Ayah. 30. Surah.
2.
The cap. Remember the story of the cow that I said in the assembly. That surah was named after this story.
The surah of the cow, Dad. Oh, cow.
Yeah.
And when the Lord said unto the angel,
and, right. And when the surah was named after the story of the cow, to show that some people, okay, get themselves in trouble by messing with the prophet. Messing with the prophet. You get yourself in trouble and you get yourself in serious trouble. Go ahead.
Basically, there's nothing about the cow.
Huh?
There's nothing about the cow. Like a cow.
Oh, and the ayah? Yeah, the ayah is not talking about the cow. There is a portion in the middle of the surah. There is a block in the middle of the surah that describes the story of the cow. And this is where the name of the surah came from. It's to highlight this concept that if you mess with Allah and try to give the Prophet a hard time, it will backfire on you. It will backfire on you, just like what happened when they give the Prophet a hard time. Golden.
Yeah, that's
golden.
Cow.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Now, what we will be trying to explain today is part of this surah, which is Khalifa. The word Khalifa.
Oh, Khalifa. Let me know.
Yes. Allah, no. Allah, it means ruler, yes, but the ruler is a meaning because of that the word means something that leads to the meaning of Khalifa or ruler. So Khalifa is in the middle of the surah. Allah said, I am creating, or who's saying? Allah is saying to the angels, I am creating. Ha, this is the word. Khalifa on earth. Khalifa. I translated the word Khalifa to be representation on earth. What is the meaning of the word Khalifa? Okay. Khalifa is a deputy. A deputy means like somebody that you make that person in charge of doing part of your business. That is the meaning. Khalifa means you make somebody any charge of doing part of your responsibility. Whether you are absent or present, okay? So it's like this. Okay, I want to go to the, I'm sick today. I can't make it to the class. I go and I find a what? Substitute teacher. I want to find what?
I didn't even go yet.
Huh? Substitute what?
Teacher.
You got it? So then the substitute teacher is a khalifa. What are you going to send?
Huh?
Where are you going? To who?
He's getting tested.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. It is, you are basically substituting, getting somebody to do what you're doing. If you leave the country, you leave a khalifa behind, okay, to take care of your personal business in your absence. Or you are present. You are present, and you're watching somebody. You ask, can you teach the class? I'll be sitting there, but teach the class. Why? Because I want to evaluate you. You got it? So I want to evaluate you, so I sit there and ask you to teach the class instead of me. So I can see, you have been doing a good job or a bad job. You got it? So, okay. So, I have two cases. Case one, you are absent and you are looking for substitution. You got it? That is the first case. Case two. So what would be case two? Who can tell me logically what would be case two? Opposite to case one. You are absent or present? You are present. Right? So the question is, if you're present, why do you need substitution? You're present in the class. Why do you need somebody to do your job? Huh?
If something falls on your head and you get hurt in class.
No. We're not talking about that. Oh. I'm saying, let's say my task as a teacher to teach a class. Okay? To teach a what? Class. If I'm absent, I look for a substitute teacher to do it because I am not present. That's one case. The other case that I would be sitting in the class, okay, watching the substitute teacher teaching. Then you say, excuse me, why? Sammy asked a very good question. Very good, Sammy. Which means that you're really following me. Huh? Why?
Yeah.
Why do you think? Any suggestions? Takbir. To evaluate the person. Good job. Okay, you are present, but you want to evaluate Aha. Tell me. Huh?
Event.
You wait. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thank you. Ah, which case did Allah intend? He's absent, and He wants somebody to substitute Him, or He is present, but He wants somebody to do His job, so that, or part of His job, so that He will be what? Evaluated. Which one is the case of Allah here? Case two. Good job. You're really good job following me. You know, it's important not to think about something else, to follow the thread. To follow the thread so that you understand why you are a khalifa. Are you a khalifa? Yes. Who said that? I said that?
Allah
said that. He said you're a khalifa. Okay. Then I ask you, what is the meaning of the khalifa? You say, I don't know. Honest to God, I'll be mad. Allah is saying you're a khalifa. And you don't know what's the meaning of the khalifa? Huh?
Well, that's
really bad. I'm not kidding. Take it seriously. That's really bad if you don't know what is the meaning of the khalifa. And Allah said, I'm creating a khalifa? Mm-mm. You don't want this to be the case. You really don't want this to be the case. Because it means that you are really, really, really in trouble. Meaning that you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. Many people don't know what they are, really. The confused people, they don't know that they are khalifa. They don't know. And they end up going 6 foot underground. And they have lived an entire life without knowing their khalifa. And then, when Allah is judging them, you have been a khalifa. What did you do? What? I was a khalifa? Yeah, you were a khalifa. No, I wasn't a khalifa. No, you were a khalifa. But I, you know, it's a big surprise. Do you want to be surprised about being a khalifa in the grave?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to be one of those who are surprised. Okay? So, here is what I want you to fully understand, that you are a khalifa, and then what is the khalifa? For the purpose of evaluation. You are a khalifa for the purpose of what?
Evaluation.
Or for the purpose of substitution? Huh? You are a khalifa to substitute for Allah? For the purpose of substitution? Or for the purpose of being evaluated? Yes. Do you got that, Tanya? So we are being substitution for the purpose of? Not for the purpose of substitution. That's right. Thank you. Okay. So we are khalifa for the purpose of substitution, for the purpose of evaluation. Not substitution. Got it. That's case two. Aha. All right. Having understood that, then let me see. What are the things that I am required to do? Okay? What are the things that I am required to substitute for, okay? To substitute for, so that I get evaluated. What are the things that I'm being evaluated for? Got it? So, the question is, what are the things that Allah is making me Khalifa for? And I'm being evaluated. You don't know what are these things? You're welcome to join the people who are confused about the purpose of their life. Some people, they think that they substitute for the greatness of Allah. They substitute for what? The greatness of Allah. Is that right? Are we being Khalifa to substitute for the greatness of Allah? Huh? Use common sense. Allah is making us Khalifa to substitute for His greatness or substitute for His kindness? Okay. To substitute for His might and power or substitute for His mercy and kindness. Or to substitute for His mercy and kindness. Huh? I need to hear an answer. Allah is asking us to substitute for His greatness or for His mercy and kindness. Mercy and kindness. Okay. Allah wants us to substitute for His greatness or mercy and kindness. The obvious answer is
kindness.
And mercy. No. To greatness. Yes. To mercy and kindness. And mercy, kindness, comma, kindness, and okay, etc. Now, okay. Now, what happened to the Pharaoh? Pharaoh was representing Allah's greatness, was trying to substitute for Allah's greatness, or he is trying to substitute for Allah's mercy and kindness?
Greatness.
How is that? He wanted to be treated like what, Hania? Like God on earth, right? That's how they wanted people to look at him and treat him. What if you don't treat him like God on earth?
He'll probably get mad at you and have his bodyguards do something or the other.
Exactly. Have his soldiers kill you or chop you or torture you. Why is that? Because he wants you to treat him like God on earth. So he wanted to substitute for the greatness of God. فرعون. فرعون. Which is, how do you spell فرعون? This is one of the words. Just a second. P-H? Pharaoh. Pharaoh?
P-H-A-R-A-O-H.
Yes, that's right. Remember now. I'm not doing good in remembering things. So, the Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Okay? He did the wrong. Which is substitute himself for the greatness of Allah. He wanted to be treated like God on earth.
Yes.
That's wrong or right? That's wrong. So what is the right thing?
Mercy and kindness.
Right? Allah wanted him to be kind, merciful, fair, just, generous, merciful, fair, just, generous, serve people, help people, forgive people, punish the bad, reward the and reward the good. But this crazy, crazy psycho Pharaoh, he was a psycho because he was crazy about his greatness, his own greatness. He got so crazy about his own greatness that he claimed for himself the status of God on earth. And that's how awful he was. Everything you see on the board, he wasn't doing. Was he kind?
No.
Was he merciful?
No.
Was he fair?
No.
Was he just?
No.
Was he generous?
No.
Was he helping people?
No.
Was he forgiving people?
No.
Was he punishing the bad and rewarding the good?
No.
You know why? Because his soldiers were mean, very, very, very mean soldiers. Really mean. So they should be punished or rewarded?
Punished.
Punished. But he's rewarding them.
He's paying them to be mean.
He's paying them to be mean with the people. Thank you. You're really, really following the thought. Okay? So, here is, this is called corruption. This is called corruption. He was rewarding. He was rewarding his mean soldiers and punishing Musa. And his followers. He did the opposite. What Allah wants. This is called corruption. Yeah. This is called corruption. All right. So here is the catch here. So Allah wants you to represent these things. He doesn't want you to represent these things. What would happen if you represent this, the greatness of Allah? Who challenged the greatness of Allah? Yes, but before Fir'aun, before Adam was born, Shaitan, mashallah, Hania. You're following the thought very well, mashallah. So the Shaitan was following, the Shaitan was challenging, literally challenging the greatness of Allah. Allah told him, bow down to Adam. He said, no, I am not. Why? Because I'm better than him. You made a mistake. You should ask him to bow down to Muwa, Miyya, I am. You don't ask me to bow down for this piece of dirt. Huh? I am made of fire. He's made of clay. Come on. Come on. Hello, I'm trying to knock some common sense in you. See how? No. I'm just expressing what is he doing? What are you doing? You are exactly challenging the greatness of Allah, challenging the wisdom of Allah, challenging the decision of Allah, challenging the commands of Allah. So that means you are basically saying to Allah what I just said. You know? See, when you try to do that, you're following the footsteps of what? Shaitan. What if you say, I am better than him? If you say, I am better than him. Him or her? That reminds me with somebody evil who said before, I am better than him. Does it remind you? Who is that bad guy who said, I'm better than him or her? No? Shaitan, masha'Allah.
Oh, I see.
Masha'Allah. So, if you say, I am better than him or her, guess you're following the footsteps of what? Shaitan. Okay? So, you're being khalifa for who?
Shaitan.
So, here, you're being khalifa for Shaitan. Being Khalifa for Shaitan. Some people are called Shaitans of mankind. The Shaitan from the mankind.
Satans.
Of human Satans or human Shaitans. Now the question is, why those people are called human Shaitans?
Because
they follow the footsteps. Yeah, not only that.
Even more,
they copy the greatness of Allah.
No, not only that.
They become the Shaitan.
Yes, they substituted for the Shaitan. They became Khalifa for the Shaitan.
Yeah, they became teachers of the Shaitan.
They even excelled. they are not only substitutions of the shaitan. No, they have even gone way further and beyond what the shaitan could imagine in his wildest dreams. It's like, wow, hey, hooray, you man. Ah, good job. Yes, yes. He wants to take as many from the children of Adam. He wants to take as many as he can from them to hell. And to show to Allah, he thinks that way. I want to show Allah that Adam and his children are not better than me.
Like Osama bin Laden.
Like anybody who does something wrong without calling on specific people, okay? Without calling specific names, anybody who represents what the shaitan stands for, then that person becomes a human Satan. That person becomes human Satan. Okay? All right. Human shaitans are the ones who substitute for shaitan. Human shaitans are the ones who substitute for shaitan. Honest, I don't wanna be surprised in the day of judgment by finding out that I don't know what kind of representation that I should have been doing on earth, and I was representing the wrong representation. So there's a good khalifa and there's a bad khalifa. There's a good khalifa and there's a bad khalifa. So this is what Allah wants to evaluate you for. He wants to evaluate you for the kind of substitution that you will be doing. All right. What pulls you towards the shaitan? This is the human.
Evil acts.
Corruption.
This is shaitan. And this is Allah.
So is there like on a scale?
Yes. So Allah or Khalifa for Allah, Khalifa for shaitan. Khalifa for Allah, Khalifa for Shaitan. You go up, heaven, Jannah. Here you go down, hell. What pulls you down? What pulls you down towards Shaitan? Yeah, evil temptations and lower desires. Okay. The downward forces are evil temptations lower desires. So the evil temptations and lower desires, they are pulling you down. What brings you up is guidance. Guidance. Uplift towards forces are guidance.
Guidance.
And con and conscience. Guidance and conscience. What is easier? Which one is easier? Going up or going down?
Up.
Easier than going down?
No, down.
Like if you're driving your bike, is it easier to drive, go down? Downhill or uphill?
Downhill.
Downhill is easy. You don't have to do anything. You just sit there and if you do nothing. If you do nothing, then you are going where?
Downhill. But neutral is more fun.
Huh?
Neutral is more fun. Going on flat. Even though you have to pedal more.
If you keep going on a flat terrain, then you're very good. Then you're very good. No, humans, excellent humans go upward. But if you really can maintain your innocence, why? Because Allah creates us innocent, and He gives us Islam to keep us innocent. Allah creates us what? Innocent. And He gave us Islam to remain what? Sabiq. To remain innocent. Innocent. Allah says, I have created babies, humans, as innocent babies. Look how innocent is the baby. Then they pick up corruption from where?
Like,
surroundings.
Yeah, surroundings.
Yeah, surroundings.
Corruption.
Yeah. So if you, Sammy, is able to maintain the innocence of a child, I honestly can't think of anything better than that. But unfortunately, corruption is around you. And there's so much pressure. Okay? And you are resisting. You're fighting so-called uphill battle. You're fighting uphill battle. See? Uphill battle. Fighting in a lot. There are lots of struggles there. A lot of struggles and a lot of temptations. I can tell you the temptations of money is crazy. I am being honest to you. The temptations of money can change people, you know, into really different, way different than being innocent. You know? People are willing to sell their Islam for
money.
Or part of their Islam for
money.
So you're being pressured.
What
to
if you fake it?
Fake what?
Like, say I'm not going to be Muslim.
Nobody comes and says you can't be a Muslim.
Oh.
This is very simple thinking. Okay? Nobody comes and say you can't be a Muslim. No. But people, the challenges come in a different form. The challenges come that in the form of a temptation that pulls you down and uplift force that pulls you up. I'll give you a simple example. Very simple example. In fasting, what are the gravity forces that pull you down?
Food.
Wanting to eat food.
Yes.
Temptation for food.
The lower desires of the stomach, right? It's lower because it's
and
down.
And the gallbladder, piece of water.
Well,
no,
okay. The desire to eat and drink. Shall I say desire or necessity?
Desire.
Necessity, really. You know, you don't eat, you don't drink, you die. So it's a necessity.
3 days of
free. Okay. And then what is pulling you up? The guidance of Allah telling you what? Too fast. Islam is pulling you up. Then you choose which way you want to go. You want to go up or down? Which one is easier? Huh? Which one is easier?
Down.
Go down. Right? Now, if you go down, if you choose the easy path, would you be a loser or a winner?
Loser.
Loser. Why? Because there's a law of nature that says no pain, no
gain.
To go up, you need pain. Pain of working hard, of trying. You try and try and try and try and you fail and you try and you keep trying. It's a struggle to go up. But to go down, all you have to do is just let yourself
go
and you're going to slide down.
Like a slide.
Like a slide, exactly. So, which one is easier? Is it easier to come to school or to skip school?
Skip school.
Skip school. But what if you skip school because school hurts my feelings? What happens? Huh? What happens if you decide to skip school? You would be a winner or a loser?
A loser.
A loser, right? So if you always choose the easy way, you are guaranteed to remain loser. And then, choosing the easy way will always backfire on you.
And PS, you'll be a loser.
It will always backfire on you. How?
PS, you'll be a loser.
If you are in the future, okay, and then you become like a person who cleans bathrooms, for example, just as an example. Why? Because school hurt my feelings. I couldn't take it. Because homework hurts my feelings. I couldn't take it, right? So you end up...
What if it really does hurt the feelings?
Yeah. You know, whatever, fasting hurts your feelings, but you have to fast. No pain, no gain.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So you... If you choose the easy route now, it will backfire on you.
Then you'll be a janitor at McDonald's.
If you choose... Now, here is the analogy. Here is the analogy with Islam. If you choose the easy way in Islam, it will hellfire on you.
Oh, I get it.
Okay? So, if you choose the easy way in this life, it will backfire. If you choose the easy way in Islam, like give up Islam and just don't bother about Islam, don't take it seriously, okay? It will hellfire on you. So, all right? So you need to be smart about both.
But if you go uphill and you're a good person, you'll be upfired. No, I mean ill. Front fire you.
No, you will be a firefighter.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, firefighter.
Okay. So here is your homework. So
thank you, Mandy.
The bottom line is that going downward, it's easy to go down. And it is what?
Wilkley is riding 2 wheels.
He's like on a car. That guy is using a clothing on his head.
It is hard to go up.
But it'll be easier if you have a car.
Even if it's harder on the car, you get a lot of gas and all of these things. So your homework is Number one, memorize half of 230 in Arabic.
In Arabic?
Yes.
Well, I already did the whole thing in Arabic.
Oh, mashallah. Okay. وإذ قال ربك إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها.
Wait, how do you know what you have?
Okay, here. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة.
Me too, I ain't. Oh, I'm not writing it. You have no razor.
Honestly, if you can't memorize this part just like in a week, we need to talk about it, you know? It's just very simple. وَقَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Okay? Second? Write an essay. Essay.
That's the first essay I ever
read. You write your essay?
By hand. By what?
By
hand. Don't do computer cut and paste. By hand. Write an essay by hand. Actually, no. You don't have to do it by hand because there's no cut and paste about this. Write an essay about the gravity, about the downward forces.
Good thing I'm learning physics from you.
And upward forces.
And how it can apply.
As a Muslim student in American schools, in public schools, as a Muslim student in public schools. I'll give you just quick hints verbally, like for example, peer pressure, right? Like, what is drugs? Yeah, it's like what is haram at home is halal where? At school. What is halal at home becomes haram at the school. What is acceptable at home is not acceptable at school. What is not acceptable at home, it is acceptable at school. So having those two sets of, you're not dismissed yet. Having two sets of values, having two different sets of values, I want you to come up with things like that, challenges. The challenges. And there was once a survey about having a crush. So you can also write about that. Okay? All right. It's all confidential. If you write about something like this, I won't give it to your parents. So go ahead.
Oh, well, finally. Wait, but you recorded that, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that didn't record.
Yeah, I'll just give you the grade and give it back to you in class. Okay?
A little over a month.
Oh, mashallah.